weiter in Shas. We are in Zvachim Daf Yud Tes. Bring it up 2, 4, 6 lines down. Next by the two dots. Tanana. Some coin shaluka be'etzba. Let's say a coin gets a boo-boo on his finger. Ouch, Charlie. That hurts. Then what does he do? Korichale gemi b'mikdash. He's allowed to go ahead and put around him a gemi. A gemi is a reed grass. It's a type of material, type of plant-like substance, thingamajig, what not and whose, that you put over in order to fix up a boo-boo. So he's allowed to go put that around him. Avalo b'medina, you're only allowed to do it in the mikdash, but you're not allowed to do it outside of b'mikdash. V'im lahotzi b'mikdash dam, and if the whole goes to take up dam, kavikad asa, both of them are going to be usher. Says Rashi, why are you allowed to put this gemi? B'shasa voda, sh'genayhu, sh'tira, sh'am narkoso. It's a genai, I see this mak over there. V'afakav the gemi masi, mak, even though it heals a wound. V'chod avashishol mishum refua, asa mishum shavus, and anything which is going to do refua is asar midarabanan. Gzer shami yishchok samamanim. We're worried that maybe samamanim, maybe we're going to go crush a plant, which is a daisa. Hanimu bedina tzatzad abis ha-mikdash. Haval ve-mikdash lo goes in mishum shavus. The mikdash they weren't goes in such a thing. But if the goal is to take out dam that you have in kavanah to do such a thing, then it's going to be asar in both circumstances. Rashi says the chabur huva isa daraisa, the chabur is the isa daraisa. That is the Tanakam. That's the Mishnah. That is a Mishnah which is found in Erevin, Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. Now, on that, we're going to see Machlokas. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Bereidu Rav Chia, Lo Shon El Gemi. That's only talking about if it's a Gemi, right? As you put this type of material on it. Avat Tzilzul Katam, but if you put a Tzilzul Katam, it's like a little belt, a little material. Actually, this is a Bengal. Have a yitur begadim. Now we have a problem because now you have too many clothing. We know that a kohen hezid wears 4 begadim, arba begadim, and the kohen gadol wears 8 begadim. And you're not allowed to wear more clothing. You're supposed to be wearing over there. So if you put the thing, it's going to have a problem of wearing too many begadim. That is Rabbi Yehuda Bereid Rav Chia. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Lom yitur begadim elu makam begadim. There's no issue of yitur begadim unless it's the makam of the begadim. That's not a place of begadim. It's no problem. Avol shalom makam begadim. It's not a place of begadim. For example, Rashi says kagon etzba. Lo of yitur is not considered of yitur, and there ain't no problem over there. So we have machlokas over here between Rabbi Yehuda Bereid Rabbi Chia, who says that it's going to be considered an issue, and if you put it still sulkatan, like a little belt-like thing, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's not a problem if it's not in the makom of begadim. V'tepeklei, okay, fine, you don't want to say it's a problem, extra begadim, isn't there an issue with tepeklei mishum chatzitza? There's an issue with chatzitza, you have something blocking between the coin and the actual vote, which is a problem. Says Rashi, bein yado la'avoda va'aser, you know, lekach ha'koin, shetei kabbalah va'atzmo, shel koin, has to be actually the coin himself, hei chishari, Rabbi Yochanan said it's mutter. Says, Gemara, no problem, we're talking about the small, Rashi, she'enik sher la'avoda. It's on his left hand, and that's not kosher for avoda anyway. Yinami, no, this is shel makom avoda, or we're talking about a case which is not in the makom avoda, meaning Rashi's could go on al gavyad, on the gavyad, on the back of the hand. Even on the right hand, it's not a problem because you don't do the vote without it over there. Okay, Upligi the Rava, this is a machlokas of Rava. So we see a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yehuda, Bereidu Rav Chia. Now we see also that he's arguing here on Rava. Upligi the Rava, Rashi says that the Rabbi Yochanan, Dama Rava, Rav Chista, Bimkom begadim, in a place where there's a beged is worn, and I feel the nima achas chutzitzas. Even if it's one thread, it's going to be considered a chatzitza. Shalom bimkom begadim, if it's not a place in the begadim, then shalosh shalosh chutzitzas. And if it's 3x3, it's going to be chatzitza. Pochos mikan, less than that, ain't a chatzitza, it's not going to be a chatzitza. Says Rashi, shalosh shalosh, klomer, have a yitor begadim, it's considered, no, it's a lashon of chatzitza, but it is actually, what it means by that is yitor begadim. Ba'aydi denakad benima achas, maka begadim, begadim, lishna de chatzitza, since you use that lashon of the chatzitza, shachi ba nakad nambi, b'maskan, lishna de chatzitza, you use the lashon of chatzitza here as well, but all it means is that it is a concept of yitor, extra begadim here. So now we see that Rava is of the opinion that even if it's not in the makom of the begadim, if it's 3x3, it's going to be a problem. And Rabbi Yochanan says, even if it's 3x3, it's not going to be an issue. Ad Rabbi Yochanan v'ad pligi. Certainly, he's arguing on Rabbi Yochanan. Ad Rabbi Yehuda v'ad v'chia b'mar mi'ilem pligi. But do we say that Rav is arguing on him? Rashi says, the you amar tzilzul katan chotzeitz. He says, tzilzul katan chotzeitz. For Rav amar, pachos mishal shalo chotzeitz. Of less than 3, it's not chotzeitz. Shaz gomar, no, shiny tzilzul katan chashav. That's called chashav. Rashi says, fisha asoy l'noy. If I have a beged, it's done for beauty, and it's considered a beged. And therefore, they're not arguing. He's just saying that there's an exception. Even if it's less than 3x3, if it's something which is lenoy, something beautiful, is in chashav, then it's going to be already chayiv something. So they're definitely arguing Rabbi Yochanan, but Rabbi Yehuda, Bereid Rav Chia, and this opinion, Rava could be actually agreeing over there. L'shachvina Amrila. Well, another version of this is as follows: Amar Rabbi Yehuda Bereid Rav Chia, that he says lo shana elagami. Only a gami is going to be That's the time when we say that it's fine. It's not an issue. If it's tzitzel katan, chotzes. If it's tzitzel katan, it's going to be a problem. So he's saying pretty much the same thing over here. Rabbi Yochanan says the lo amru chatzita pachas mishalosh al shalosh. It's no chatzita less than shalosh al shalosh. Ella b'makom begadim, unless it's in a place where the begadim are. Ava shalom agam begadim, if it's in a place where the begadim are, shalosh chatzitzos, only if it's 3x3, it's chatzitzos. Pachos mikain, eino chatzitzos. Less than that, it's not going to be chatzitz. V'hainu de Rav Amrav Chissa, that's like Rav Amrav Chissa. Leim apliga de Rabbi Yudah b'Rabbi Rav Chiel, when should we say that they're arguing, right, that the Rava who said that only something which is 3x3 is going to be, but not something which is going to be a little tziltzel. No, shiny tziltzel, cut on the kachashiv, because that thing, like we said before, is chashiv. Rabbi Yochanan, my area, na magemi, lashmin and tzitzel katan. Why, Rabbi Yochanan, he says that a small belt is not a chatzitza, right? If it's on the makam of things that can still yitzah begadim. So then, according to him, why does he miss to say anything about this gemi? Just say it's tzitzel katan. And so that's going to be fine also. And then obviously, again, because the tzitzel katan is a chashuv thing, and even though it's chashuv, he still considers that a problem. Now, it's coming to teach you another thing. Agav, point of it, that it goes into the refuah. Rashi says, Rofei HaMakev, Afilu Achi, Mutter, Tenshuz HaMikdash, Tekula Mesechta Be'Isser Shabbos, I don't want to deal with Be'Isser Shabbos, Ve'Iker Mishum Shavus Nakat La, Mishnezu Be'Evin, all things. And Evin, Ve'Kula HaKsugi, also, the whole thing is over there. Okay, now we're going to see 8 questions have to do with if you have the begadim of the coin or touching the coin or not touching the coin. Is there a problem with it? Here we go. Bayi Rava. Nichlas al ruach v'bigdomal. Let's say you have wind that goes in between, you know, nowadays them kids and perhaps some adults as well. I don't know where that comes from, but they wear like skin tight clothing and that kind of stuff. And what happens if there's enough room where the air can get in between? Rashi says, v'hevdilaso mibisaro b'shas avodah. And during the time that it's doing the avodah, a little wind gets in over there. Abisaro b'nyinus have to be, like the pasuk says specifically, it's going to be on your basar, but lucky you don't have it there. And therefore it's going to be no good. Adilma derech levisha b'kach. This is just the way that you go and you wear it. And therefore it's not a problem. Next question. What about a keen if you have a louse, one lice? Is that considered a problem or not? If it's dead, we don't understand even the question. For sure it's going to be a chatzitza. But because like anything, it shouldn't belong over there. But what about if it's alive? Since it comes and it goes into the normal way that it happens over there, therefore it's not a problem. It's considered like something that's part of it. It's like a difference in the skin. It's not an issue. Odelma, cave in the capital, maybe because of but therefore it's considered chatzitza. Rashi says the ritzon lo debir sabsaro. Person does not want it on his basar. Says the Gemara. Question number 3. Offer ma'ashir. What about dirt? Is that a chatzitza? Offer vadechayitz. For sure, dirt is going to be chayitz. Ella havak offer ma. What about if it's dust of the dust? Rashi says dak veino markisbo. It's like a very, very little bit amount of dirt over there. You don't even notice that. Is that a problem? And next, bisa shechi ma'ashir. What about the armpit? Because when you put on clothing, even if it's relatively tight, I mean, it's insanely tight, it's relatively tight, there's going to be a little bit of a space between the armpit and the clothing. Is that considered an issue? Says Rashi. Like I don't have an abasar. That's a normal that you actually wear, but then there's a little bit that's going to be open. Number 5. What if the person's hand in between, on his chest and his bosom, and then he goes ahead and he does that? Is the body considered chatzitza itself? Number 6, Nima Mao Shetachos, what about a thread? Is that considered a chatzitza or not? It says Gemara, Nima Vadechitza. For sure it's a chatzitza. Ela Nima Midldeles Ma. What if it's a Midldeles? That means it's part of the actual clothing. It just didn't fall off of it. And it's just like hanging off. And the clothing goes in between you and the clothing. Number 7, Vay Mara Ravashi. Yatsa Sa'aro Birigdo Ma. What happens if a person's hair, someone's long hair, and it goes in between his clothing and himself? Sa'aro Kigufa Dam is considered like his body. And therefore, if you said that the body's not chotzitz, is this an issue or not? And Ilav Kigufa Dam is not considered like that. Number 8, Boy Rav Zera, Tfilin Maoshi, Achotu, what about Tfilin? Is Tfilin considered Chatzisa? Rashi says, let me have a Yisum Begadim, meaning is it considered extra clothing? Alibin the Mandom, Laila Lav Zaman Tfilin, according to one who says that nighttime in the Gemara in Erevin and Menachos, that nighttime is not considered time in Tfilin. Lotomar Lach, it's not even a question. Give it to Laila Chatzis, since Tfilin at night is considered Chatzisa, if there's no mitzvah, yom nami chaitz, you're not going to have that. The night is more chamer than the yom, and the night is less chamer. So we have this question: ki debay lach lamanta amar laila zman tefillin. Good one says night is not as man tefillin. My, what's going to be din about tefillin? Mitzvah de gufe chaitz. Do we say that a mitzvah is on the body is considered chatzitza? Right, and different extra clothing. Aloha, it's not considered like it's extra. Igalgal milso, matalakamad Ravami. This question went round and round in circles until it came to Ravami. Amelie said, Talmud arachubi adinu.
straight up that to fill in chotzetzes, it does make a chatzihitza. May say for example, kohanim avodah, some of them b'duchan of Yisrael b'mamadam. We know that when the kohanim they would do the avodah, the Levim would be singing away, and the Yisrael would be b'mamadam. Rashi says, "I'll call mishmar mishmar, and every mishmar hayamaimid shall Yisrael be Yerushalayim shabayin va'odim ba'azara." B'shas ha-tamid. Ve'in shluchi kol Yisrael. La'amod al karbon chadachsev. Tishmeru. La'kriv li b'mo'ado. Shetei shmiratzchem alav. B'shas ha-krav asav. M'sechas tainis. Dav chafav. So we know that when the Kohanim bring the karbon tamid, the Yidden that are getting yotzezayin with it, you have to have a representation over there. So we find over there that what happens, it would go be over there. And p'tur min ha-tefillin min ha-tefillin min ha-tefillin. They're p'tur from tefillin and tefillah. Rashi says, why? Because the karmelim m'sech ha-sukim, daf chafein chafein m'beis, how is it going to be p'tur m'mitzah? You're busy with m'mitzah, you're p'tur m'mitzah. My lav im inicha enochatzatzis, when it says that it's p'tur, which sounds like if you're p'tur, but if you want to, then you can. Sounds like it's not a chatzitza. If you did wear it, says now lo imi nicha nechutzitzos. Certainly, it's going to make a chatzitza. Yachi pturin. Why say pturin? Asurin rebayla. I should have said asurin. Now kevendika levim israelim. There's no problem with the levim israelim wearing it. The lo mister lo iser. There's no the aser. There's no shouldn't write a lishan avaser mishum hachi tana pturin. Therefore, writes a lishan a pater to get everyone involved. Iva tanya imi nicha nechutzitzos. But we have a brass that says straight up if a coin puts on tefillin, it's not going to be a chatzitza. Lo kasha ha yad ha the rosh. The yad is going to be a problem, a chetitza, but it says Rashi diat chotzos who been beged labasar. But the rosh is not a problem. Rashi says the ain chotzos is no chetitza. Come fresh obviously. We're going to explain right now. The ya maishna the ya the chsev yil b'shal b'sar says you have to wear the clothing on the bus so you can have the yad in the way. Shelo yehi davar chotzos b'nei labasar. The rosh not mixev, but sometimes it's nefes the rosh. But it says by there you have to put the mitznefes, which is like the hat the kohen god used to wear. So Gemara Tana, Sairo Hoya Nira being tzitzlitz, mitznefes, tzitzlitz was the plate, the little kodesh l'ashem that they wore on their head. It was on the front, on like the forehead. And then you had the mitznefes put on also, but there's a little open area. In the meantime, beep, turn the page. Yotes Mabesh, Shasham, Menichat, fill in over there. You put on tefillin. Rashi says Hilkach like a chatzitza. No chatzitza. V'tana de itzrich lashminan imi nichon ein chotz mishum yiter begadim. There's no issue of yiser begadimu. The itzrich lashminan de lav begadu. Yeah, okay, that finished off that section. So now we move on to the next part of the Mishnah. Mechotzer Kippurim, someone who's lacking atonement. We know that someone is that, is then their vote is not going to be good. And Rav Huna, Makar, the Pasuk says, Chiper Alea, Koin Vitahira, the coin shall atone for her. And just talking about a woman to give birth, she has to bring certain karbanos. And, so it's a Chiper Alea, Koin Vitahira. Tahira Mechlal, she Tameah. Same with Tahira implies that she was Tameh. Says Rashi, Ad Achshav, V'tameh Ksiv Bei, V'yinazir V'lo Yichalalu. Right, so we see that all Tameh people who have to bring certain karbanos, like Azav and Mitzorah, they're considered Tameh until the extra karbanos are brought. And since this is going to mess up the Avodah, then one who's lacking the atonement is going to make it also a problem. V'shalora Chut Shadayim Raglayim. Next word of the Mishnah. If somebody to wash hands and feet, it's gonna Asya chuka chuka mechusa begadim. Oh, back to our mechusa begadim. We have exer shav chuka chuka. Rashi's malahol and im avod chilo. If you're missing clothing, afkan im avod chilo. So two of you do it. Also, you're gonna be no good. Tani Rabban on coin gadol shul tavol shalukidish. Let's say you have a coin gadol. Talk about the little blender almost dragging it. Yeah, this is Mama Shasta and my friends. And we know that there's five different times that the Kohen goes to the mikvah on Yom Kippur and 10 times when he's Mekadosh Yadayim V'Raglayim, when he washes his hands and his feet. And these have to done every time he goes and he changed from his regular, his kohuna, big Kohen clothing, Kohen Gadol clothing, to the four clothing and that were done for the Yom Kippur Voda and flip. Each one of them had right before and right after it, the hands and the feet, so it comes up to be 10. So the Bryce is telling us that if a Kohen changed his clothing, went from one avoda to another, and without going in the mikvah or washing his feet, then it's still going to be good. So let's take a look and see. Tanu Rabbanan, Rashik says, Kohen Gadol, Kegon Mechamesh Avodah Seyom Kippurim, Diafinim Rusei Yuma Daflam Beis, leave. It's about the heart being connected. Shehu Mishnah Mishanah me big day zahav the big day lavan, from the golden clothing to the white clothing, the big day lavan the big day zahav. Every time he switches to vila, he needs to go to the mikwash. B'shei kiddushim and hamikra im lo taval velo kiddush avod hashem. If he doesn't do this, it's going to be kosher. Back in the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan coin shalot gadol shalot taval v'shalot kiddush bein beged beged bein beged lebeged bein avod avoda uve'adah nidid avoda avod hashem kasher is avod is going to be kosher. Ve'echad coin gadol ve'echad coin hedot. Shabbat. If you have a kohen gadol, you're going out. Shalok kiddush shalav raglav shachus arvus. But then wash hands in the morning, in the afternoon. This is talking about even on a regular day, right? Rashi says this means whether on Yom Kippur, beim biyom kippur, and beim b'chol hashana, avod sapsula. Then what's the Gemara says? Avoda sapsula. It's pasul. Says Rashi. Let's break it down. Therefore, it should be further in ikov, and therefore, it should be no good. Why is the price to say that if you didn't do it, that you're okay? Amar le, amar kra ulevesham. The pasuk says, and they put on their clothing. Levisha ma'akevis. Now, putting on the clothing is going to be ma'akevis. It means davarach ma'akev, but nothing else is going to be ma'akev. Says Rashi, and davarach ma'akev, pasuk zeh ma'akev. Nothing else is going to be in ikov. So Vupanav Rav Asi's face he lit up, says Rashi. Shov Asi Mipnei Simcha Kasavar Tam Hagun Shama. He thought, like, wow, that's a geshmak of art. Amar Lei, so we're going to say back to him, Vav Aufta Kasvilach. I wrote for you a Vav on a wood log. Yachi de Tzafra Nami. What does that mean? I wrote for you a vav on a wood log. Rashi explains this means that if you write a vav, Rashi says, "Kosafti l'chavav al habakas os she'en nikaris." But you're not going to be able to recognize what it is. When playing shura sabakos, abikas shemafsikos beina avsakos harbe loshon acher. Well, before the Lashach, it means that, like, when you write on wood, it's really hard to see what's going on over there. It gets all cracked up and I'm able to see it well. Meaning to say, this reason, if what I said is really true, then you should ask a question. Imkena filu kadosh shel shachus shel mekipurim, even that, nami lo la'akibot, shouldn't be ikuv as well. Da'ha imet mekipurim mi ve'lav sham, right? That is, we should learn out just like the rest of them are no, they're not essential, so do the first one as well. If you didn't do it in the morning, if you're on Yom Kippur, then you should also find as well what's going on over here. So the Gemara explains why the first one, even in every day, is actually necessary, but the rest of the nine are not. Amar Chizki Amar Kra, the pasuk says, Vayisa lehem chok olam lo lazar ledor sam. It should be for them an eternal law, for him and his offspring, for the generations. And now, you have over here, for him and for his offspring, says Rashi, B'kiddush, because this is talking about Kiddush when they were washing themselves. That is something that's going to mess up his offspring. Rashi says, "B'kohanim idyotim, dahinu kiddush, kiddush shebeshas kenisa shenoi b'chol kohanim ma'akva ba'aron b'yom kippurim dahachuka ksev." Right, to davar ma'akibizar ma'akibbo. So the first sanctification, which is necessary for kohanim the whole year, is also for the kohen gadol Yom Kippur. Davar she'ena ma'akibizar ma'akib, but some ma'akibizar ma'akib. Right, and therefore the ones that come afterwards are not going to be ma'akif. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Acha, another pshat, another source. Rachatum Menu Moshe of Aaron Ubanov, and that is that Moshe is an Aaron and his brother and his sons would wash hands and feet from the kiyar. In fact, that it puts it together. Davar ma'akif ubanov ma'akibo. Someone's like with his sons, you ma'akif as well. Davar she'ena ma'akif ubanov in a ma'akibo. Someone's like ma'akif his banov and ma'akif with him. And since the rest of the year, it's going to be ma'akif ubanov if they don't do it. So therefore, it's going to be ma'akif him also on Yom Kippur, the first one, the first washing. Rabbi Yonasan, my time alamar midechizkiya. Now, why is it we need Rabbi Yonasan to give another answer over here that he says, Varuch to Moshe V'Aaron? What was his problem with the Varshalim Chok Olam Lo Lazaro Ladorasam? Why did he come with his own one? Amaloha, I say back, Ahul Ladoras of the Siv. Now, this is talking about for future generations. The teacher said this chiyav to wash your hands and feet applies to all generations later. It's not to put together this idea of Aaron and Ubanov or learning out one from the other. My time alone, I wasn't the first answer to say like Rabbi Yonasan over here that he says that it's coming from He says, no, that passage means for something else. Any kier that doesn't have enough water in it, is able to go and wash four people. Rashi says, shein machzik mayim kishir arba. You're not able to be mekadesh with it. to sanctify yourself with it. Shenemar v'rochzum imenu Moshe, the Aaron Ubanov, and his two sons. Rashi says, Train, Ubanov Train, Sha'af Moshe Kohen Hoya, B'shas Yemei Miluim, V'afagav the Lokeanu, B'bas Achas, Miu Korloch, and Mejush. This is the Jerusalem we have. Tanu Rabbanah, so we're washing your hands and your feet. Kate said, Mitzvah's Kiddush, how is the Mitzvah's Kiddush done? How do you sanctify the hands and the feet? You put your right hand out on your left foot there. What you do is you take your right hand, put it on your right foot. Left hand on the left foot. And then you go ahead and you pour the water over there. You do the hokey pokey, and your nerves have around. You bend down and you go ahead and you do such a thing. Both hands and feet have to be done at the same time. That's how you go ahead and you do such a thing. Says Rashi, the Bayin Yadav Raglov ke Echad Yuchatsu ke the Chsiv Kra, like Pasuk says, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Omer says, Minyach Shtei Yadav al Zu al Gav Zu. He puts both his hands, one on top of the other, Val Gabi Shtei Raglov Zu al Gav Zu, and then put his hands on his two feet, which are also upon each other, Makash, and he goes and he sanctifies them. Amula, they said back to him, Haf Hiflakta Yev Shalasos Kain. What are you doing? You want to put one foot on top of the other while balancing and put one hand on top of the other. I says, Devar Mimidas, Flakta, Devar Mimidas, call Adam, Yev Shalosh Shalipo. It's not a person going to fall over. Yev Shalosh Shalipo. It happens to such a thing that a person falls into the ground. And you don't got to be taking yoga courses to do this. Shapir Kamale, the Chama actually said, Good to visit Rehuda. What's he going to say back? Oh, my Rabbi Yosef, Vechadero Messiah. No problem. His friend, hold him up so he doesn't fall. Maybe now, what exactly is the argument of your Rabbi Yosef, the Chama? Why is it they do different things? The difference between them is if someone's helping you out, is it considered like you still have an amida, like you're standing? Say without help, it's not considered like you're standing according to Rabbanan. But anan amida beinat b'farsa kamen. You have to be that you're standing when you're doing it over here. Amalei Rav Sama bereid Rav Asher Avina v'leisiv meisiv lekadosh. What's the big deal? Sit down and wash your hands. Amar kra l'sharis. Pasuk says to serve. Rashi says o b'gishtam o el mizbeach l'sharis. This is kiddush l'sharis. The kiddush to the sharis is a hekesh there. Back in the Gemara, v'sharis ma'umenu and sharis. The actual service is to be done while standing. Tanu Rabbanan, Kiddush Yadav Ragla B'Yom. If let's say he goes and he washes his hands and his feet during the day, Ein Tzarich L'Kaddish B'Leil, he doesn't have to then go do it again during the night time. Rashi says, Im Lo Yatsa V'Lo Hesech Daito. If he didn't leave yet, he didn't have Hesech Das. Tzarich L'Kaddish B'Yom. What did I do over here? Kiddush Yadav Ragla B'Yom. Ein Tzarich B'Leil. Okay. Ein Tzarich L'Kaddish B'Leil. But B'Leil, let's say he did it at the night time. Tzarich L'Kaddish B'Yom. And the morning comes, he still has to do it. Rashi says, Kiddush Messiah. Like we're going to see Milsay, Shalaila Poselas Bekidush, it's the Amra Shachar who Osa Lina, Lekaman Beperk Mizbeach Mekadish. Right, so it's got to be doing again. Divrei Rebbe, Rebbe says, Shalaila Rebbe Meir Omer, Lina Moeles Bekidush Yadayim Vereglayim. The pasuk in the night helps in being Mevatel, the Yadayim and the Reglayim, and knocks it out. Rebbe Rebbe Shimon Omer, Ain Lina Moeles Bekidush Yadayim Vereglayim. Nope, it doesn't go ahead and mess it up. And therefore, if you wash your hands at the night and it comes to day, you don't have to wash it again. Tanya Idach, we have another Baisa. Hayomen Makavel Gabi Mizel Kolelai. Let's say a person is by the Kohen is by the entire night, all night long, and he's going bringing all the limbs and the fats and putting on the Mizbeach. He's doing what he's got to do. Then the Yora Tom Kishadim Reglaim, let's go wash his hands of Rabbi. Rabbi Elazar Shimon Omer, can't wait to get each other Bevereglam to Kisavoda. I feel him can't assume Yamim in Tarak Lakadish. Even from now, another 10 days, he doesn't have to go ahead and wash. As long as he doesn't have Hesach Adas, who didn't leave, then you are good to go. We need to bring both of these machloks and the Iyashmin Kamai. If you just what about the first one over here, where the Kohen was not doing the Avodah straight up and continuing, as opposed to the second one, he goes for 10 days straight without stopping. Because we know that the second Brisa comes in, he says that the Kohen was standing at night and he was bringing the Karbanos, he was doing continuously. Rashi says, right, the Pasuk Leim in Avodah. So what's the din? The pasuk claim avoda avoda because there was a break between one avoda and the next. That's why it's Aval Bahar, the low pasuk leib, and the second bar, so where there's no stop of their ema moti leil Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, maybe I'll agree that the effect of the previous one would continue on even after it. Zvish, Mimbahar, and if the bar, so would have just told us one of the continuous one, the Bahar Kam Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, I would have said that in that case, Rabbi Shimon Elazar would say that the coin doesn't have to redo it. Aval Bahar, but in the other one, where there's a stop between ema moti leil Rabbi, and he's going to agree to Rabbi, you have to wash your hands again. Zvichas Yedas, in both these cases, the Machlokas is in both situations. My time of the Rebbe. What's the reason for Rebbe that he says that once it becomes the morning when it's dawn, you have to wash again? Dechsev begishtam. Because the pasuk says begishtam. Rashi says vegisha deshachris gisha achritihi. Now going vayigash, the approaching for shachris is a different one. Share yish kan marach hakadasha, because there's a new altar that's going on, new fire. There's like a new arrangement of wood that they put up over there. And since it's doing after, it's a new shtickle, then you have to go wash your hands again. My time of the Rebbe loves the Rishim. What's the reason for the Rishim? Is you don't have to. Dechse bivoam, when they were coming, which means that it's only Rashi's by Rei Zelo Yatsa. This guy never left in the first place. Either Chanami Yalk Sibavam, aye, but it says the other one, it says bivoam, what do you do with that? Ikse begishtam velok sibavam, then have a mina, al kol gisha begisha, velosib begisha, but now with the bivoam, I thought that every time you approach it, a coin, it goes to the Mizbeach twice in the same year, I'd have to go and do it again. Therefore, it says when coming on the first, with the same type of the same maracha. Vidach nami alksa begishtam. What are you going to do with that? Ikisav bevavam alksa begishtam. We just said bevavam na begishtam. The have a mina mafila abia reikanis. I would have said that the kohen is to wash his hands, even if there's he's coming not to bring any sort of carbon over here. Therefore, writes when they approach begishtam, the mizbeach that teaches that the tzchiv is only has to do with that. Abia reikanis. What? You would have thought that someone's coming in without, you know, to the area where the base of Migdash, to the Azara, and there's nothing there. They'd have to go and wash their hands. Haksiv l'shares. It says that to serve, which means that the chiyav of washing hands is only when they're going to do the avodah, but not just coming in for nothing. Ela begishta mibaylich the Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Okay, need for Rav Acha bar Yaakov. The Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Hakol modem b'kiddush sheni. Everyone agrees in reference to the second kiddush, the second sanctifications. Kishu lavish mikadesh. The Kohen Gadol. He's Makadesh while wearing the clothing. Damar Kra, O Begishtam. Because the pasuk says, or when they approach. Misha Enu Mechusar El Gisha Vavad. Which means someone who's only lacking the Gisha. He can wash his hands. Yasa Zesha Mechusar Levisha Vigisha. Excluded is someone who's lacking putting on the Big Dekuna and then coming forward to the Mizbech. And therefore, he's not able to go out to wash his hands and feet. He has to first put on the big dekuna, and only then can he go and wash his hands and his feet. Lahakter isha lamali. So I have to explain this idea of whenever they come, right? Yavo and begishtam. What about the other pasuk, part of the pasuk? Lahakter isha lamali. Why do I need the Torah to tell us that the kohen has to wash his hands and feet when they raise up and smoke a fire offering? This idea of burning the parts of the carbon on the Mizbeach, which is like raising up the smoke for there, it's included in the general thing of when they approach the Mizbeach. So why do you have to go and spell that part out? Beep, turn the page. Chaf amal alf. Ma'u detei ma'hani mili avodah de ma'akva kapara. Aval avodah de lo ma'akva kapara lo. Kamash malon. The Torah didn't write this idea of raise up the smoke in a fire offering. Then you may have said, ma'u detei ma'hani mili, that washing his hands and feet was only going to mean something which is an avoda, which is necessary in order to get a kapara. As it says, the beginning kiddush shachris ba'avoda, the ma'akeves kapara could go dam or kmitza. Avakol aktara simurim, but just like the sacrificial parts, the loma akva, the akma akva the kapara, and we'll to buy kiddush, you'd say you don't have to have kiddush. Avalavoda, the loma akva kapara lo, the sacrificial part of the not, kamash below. They're going to tell you, they have to kiddush shachris ba'avoda, even for an avoda that's not necessary for kapara. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great, great day.